Hi, this is Mark Mulcahy bringing you the second in our series on the GNOME desktop here on Main Menu. I want to thank all of those of you who emailed me last week with feedback and comments. Great to hear from all of you. Emails tended to fall into one of three topics that I thought I would briefly mention here on the second segment of our series. The first topic was that of IBM ViaVoice. Several people wrote and asked if IBM ViaVoice was still available, and if so, where they could get it. The answer is no, IBM ViaVoice is not available from IBM's website or from any of the other websites from which it used to be available. To my knowledge, there has been no word as to why it was removed or when it might return. The reason that I'm using IBM ViaVoice for this series is because many Linux users already have it and use it for Emacs Speak or other screen reading applications. And it's also a very familiar synthesizer to Windows users who are used to listening to Eloquence using JAWS or WindowEyes. The second topic that many people emailed about was my particular Linux setup. I use Red Hat Linux 8.0, and for console access, I use Braille TTY 3.0 with a BrailleLite 40. Braille TTY is a Braille-only screen reading package for the Linux console. I also relatively frequently use SpeakUp under Red Hat 8 with a DeckTalk Express. There were also several questions regarding Red Hat 8 and 9 and the state of GNOME 2 in various Linux distributions. I only use and follow the Red Hat distributions, so I can only really speak to those. Red Hat 8.0 includes SpeakUp, which is a screen reader for the Linux console that's built into the operating system. Matt Campbell has reviewed it at some length here on Main Menu. And that particular screen reader allows a blind user to independently install Linux. The drawback to Red Hat 8.0 is that it includes an older version of GNOME that does not include the accessibility framework or assistive technologies. Red Hat 9, which is the latest version of Linux from Red Hat, does not include SpeakUp, so it's much more difficult for a blind user to independently install that version of Linux, but it does include a more recent version of GNOME. So what do I recommend? Well, I use Red Hat 8.0, and I have just built the latest version of GNOME and installed it in a separate place. So I run the latest version of GNOME on Red Hat 8.0. GNOPernicus is rumored to work with the latest version of GNOME that's included with Red Hat 9. It's just a little bit more difficult to install independently. There are ways to do it, but it is a bit more difficult. And the last bit of feedback that people provided was that it would be really useful to have a tutorial or a demonstration of how to install Linux and GNOME on a system. So I'm thinking about that and the best way to provide that to those who might be interested. Well, before we get started with the GNOME panel and the Control Center this week, I did want to prove to you that open source concepts do work in practice. Some of you will remember that on last week's review of GNOPernicus, it was having trouble reading some of its own labels in its speech dialogue. So after I finished recording the review, I filed a few bugs against GNOPernicus, and those bugs have been fixed, as I will demonstrate now. Okay, so I'll run GNOPernicus.
Welcome to GNOPernicus. Hi, tooltip. GNOPernicus usage help.
Okay, when I actually moved the focus to the GNOPernicus window, it sounds like a tooltip must have popped up, but it's gone now. So I will tab to the input/output settings button and press the spacebar.
To input/output settings. Push button shortcut Alt 2. Create window. I/O settings close push button shortcut Alt C.
And I'll tab to the speech settings button and press the spacebar.
One speech settings. Push button shortcut Alt 1. Create window. Speech settings OK push button shortcut Alt O.
And when I tab to the group of radio buttons that controls the punctuation setting, you'll hear that the label is now properly read.
Punctuation ignore. Radio button checked.
And when I push the down arrow to move among the group of radio buttons, the label is repeated.
Punctuation same. Radio button checked. Punctuation most. Radio button checked.
I'll tab through the dialog box, and you'll see that the other group of radio buttons that GNOPernicus was having trouble with last week has also been fixed.
Count characters. Checkbox unchecked, say all modifiers. Checkbox unchecked, say all cursors. Checkbox unchecked, say all spaces. Checkbox checked, text echo word. Radio button checked.
All right, so now we have text echo word being read properly, so if I push the down arrow.
Text echo character. Radio button checked.
So I'm now going to tab to the OK button, and we'll exit this dialog.
Voice settings use dict help, cancel. Push apply. OK. Push button shortcut Alt O.
So I'll push the spacebar.
Destroy window. Speech settings 1, speech settings, push button, shortcut, alt 1.
I'll shift tab to the close button and press the space bar.
Close. Push button, shortcut, alt C. Destroy window. /O settings 2 input / output settings push button shortcut alt 2.
So we're now back at the GNOME-Pernicus main dialog. So without further ado, I'd like to dive right into the GNOME panel. Within GNOME, when you want to switch between running applications, you press alt tab, just as you would in Windows. The main difference is that when you press alt tab, the focus switches immediately to the new application, whereas in Windows, the focus doesn't actually switch until you release the alt and the tab keys. So that's how you switch among running applications within GNOME. There is also a concept of panels, which is what we'll be playing with today. These are collections of windows, but you can also put different things on and in panels. The way you switch between panels is with Control-Alt-Tab. And by the way, these key assignments are configurable. I'm going to mention before we start playing with this stuff that this is a bit buggy. When you push these navigation keys to navigate among running applications and open windows and panels, you don't always end up where you would expect to. But by pressing a few keys to navigate around the window in which you've ended up, you can usually figure out where you are. So without further ado, we're in the GNOME-Pernicus main window now, and I'm going to press Alt-Tab, and we'll see what happens.
Switch the window. GNOME-Pernicus 2 input / output settings push button shortcut Alt 2.
So basically this means that GNOME-Pernicus is the only window on this panel, and we want to switch to a new panel that we can play with and add things to and move around. So I'm going to press Control-Alt-Tab, and we'll hear what happens.
Monday, May 12, 4, CLON 21 PM. Toggle button unpressed.
Okay, so what we've heard is obviously a clock. And this means that we are on the panel that we can play with, because I have added a clock to this panel for the sake of discussion. A panel in GNOME is sort of like a Windows desktop, except that it can not only contain buttons or icons to run particular programs like you would find on the Windows desktop, but it can also contain a running application like a little clock or a little application that shows the current weather forecast in your area, etc. And these little tiny applications that can run within a panel are called applets. So the way that you move between applets on a panel is by pressing tab and shift tab. So we'll press those now.
Bottom panel. Panel.
So we've heard that we're on the panel, and I'll keep pressing tab.
Monday, May 12, 4, CLON 23 PM. Toggle button unpressed.
There's the clock again, and when I push tab again, nothing happened. So what's happening here is that the only thing on this panel is the clock, so tabbing around the panel doesn't have any effect because there's nothing to tab to and from. So let's add something else to the panel. So in order to add things to the panel or to access the menu that controls the panel, we push Control F10. So I'll do that now.
Menu, 7 items.
So we've opened a menu, so to go through the items, I'll press down arrow.
Add to panel, menu 11 items.
So this allows me to add something to the panel. There are various options.
Properties, menu item available.
Okay, so this is the properties dialog for the entire panel.
New panel, menu item available.
So this allows me to add another panel.
Help. Menu item available.
Help. Self-explanatory.
About panels. Menu item available. About GNOME. Menu item available.
These are like the about dialog boxes for the panels and for GNOME as a whole.
Menu. To add to panel. Menu 11 items.
Okay, so we're back to add to panel. So we'll add something to the panel, so I'll press right arrow to open this menu.
Accessories. Menu 5 items.
Okay, so there are 5 items and accessories. We'll traverse through all of our options here.
Actions. Menu 6 items. Amusements. Menu 2 items. Internet. Menu 3 items. Multimedia. Menu 2 items. Utility. Menu 9 items. Launcher adopted. Menu item available. Launcher from menu. Menu 14 items. Main menu. Menu item available. Menu bar. Menu item available. Drawer. Menu item available. Accessories. Menu 5 items.
Okay, so we're back to accessories. Let's go into accessories and add one of those. So I'll push right arrow to go into the accessories menu.
Clock. Menu item available.
Okay, so we have the clock, which I've already added.
Dictionary lookup. Menu item available.
So we can have a little dictionary lookup on our panel.
Sticky notes. Menu item available. Stock ticker. Menu item available.
Stock ticker.
Weather report. Menu item available.
And a weather report. And if I last checked, a lot of these applets are inaccessible, so there's a lot of work for some entrepreneurial blind person to start writing some code for us. But there are some very cool things that we can put on a panel.
Clock. Menu item available. Weather report. Menu item available.
So let's put one of these weather report applets on our panel. So I'll push enter.
Switch to window. Bottom panel. Unknown.
And now we are back to the panel. And it said unknown because it doesn't know what this weather report applet that I just put on my panel is. So now we'll press tab and see if it takes us back to the clock.
Monday, May 12, 4:27 p.m. Toggle button unpressed.
So now, as you see, we have the clock. If I tab again,
unknown.
It says unknown, which is actually the weather applet. The weather applet that we just put on our panel isn't accessible, obviously, but I'll show you a few things that you can put on your panel that are accessible and are useful. Before I do that, I want to show you the equivalent of the start menu. The key to access the GNOME equivalent of the start menu is Alt F1, and this can be, as I mentioned before, changed. So I'm going to push Alt F1 and open that menu.
Switch to window, bottom panel, applications menu, 14 items.
And we have the applications menu at the top, so I'll just arrow down through the available menus.
Run application, menu item available. Search for files .zit, menu item available. Menu open recent, menu 4 items. Screenshot .zit, menu item available. Lock screen. Menu item available. Logout. Menu item available. Menu applications. Menu 14 items.
So as you can see, it's somewhat similar to what you would find in the Windows Start menu. Some of the same sorts of options like logout and run and search, etc. But we will press the right arrow and go into the applications menu and see what all is in here. Now, I should note before we do that that some of these applications will not be accessible because, in fact, they are not GNOME 2 applications.
Accessories. Menu 8 items. Desktop preferences. Menu 13 items. Games. Menu 46 items. Graphics. Menu 9 items. Internet. Menu 6 items. Office. Menu 9 items. Other. Menu 12 items. Programming. Menu 3 items. Sound and video. Menu 5 items. System tools. Menu 21 items. Help. Menu item available. Help. Menu item available. Home folder. Menu item available. Network servers. Menu item available. Accessories. Menu 8 items.
So now we're back to the top with accessories. I'll push the right arrow.
Calculator. Menu item available.
I happen to know that this calculator is accessible, so this is how you launch applications. So if I wanted to launch the calculator, I would push enter.
Switch to win create window. Calculator text space.
This is the calculator. I'm not going to demonstrate it for you this week. We'll take a look at some of the smaller applications that come with GNOME next week. But just to show you how you actually go through the start menu, just to show you how you go through the main panel menu and run applications. So I'll push Alt F4 to close this.
Switch to window, Copernicus.
And it has taken us back to the Copernicus window. If I tab, it will confirm that.
Reconfigure. Push button shortcut Alt 3.
So the panel menu that we just played with is accessible from anywhere in the system. So if I push Alt F1, it'll take us back there, even from within the Copernicus window.
Switch to window, Copernicus, applications menu, 14 items.
So here we are back in the panel menu. Now what I want to show you is how to put a launcher button on your panel so that you can put things on your panel that will actually launch applications. So I'm going to get out of the panel menu by pushing escape.
Menu, 7 items.
And I am going to press Ctrl-Alt-Tab to get back to the panel that we were playing with.
Reconfigure. Push button short unknown.
I pushed it again, and I'll push Tab to make sure I'm there.
Monday, May 12, 4:34 p.m. Toggle button unpressed.
There's the clock.
Unknown.
And there's the weather applet. So I'm going to add a launcher to the calculator to my panel. Okay, so to do that, I'll press Ctrl F10, which will open the menu that will let me add something to the panel.
Menu, 7 items. Add to panel. Menu, 11 items.
Okay, I just pushed down arrow to get to add to panel. And now I'll push the right arrow.
Accessories. Menu, 5 items.
And that's accessories. I'm going to push up arrow, which will wrap around to the bottom of this menu, because I think launcher was somewhere near the bottom. So I'll push up arrow.
Drawer. Menu item available.
Push up arrow again.
Menu bar. Menu item available. Main menu. Menu item available. Launcher from menu. Menu 14 items.
Launcher from is the one we want, so I'll push right arrow.
Accessories. Menu 8 items.
Okay, now this is just as if we were in the main menu and we're in the applications menu. So we have accessories.
Desktop preferences. Menu 13 items.
Desktop preferences, so it's basically, as I said, the same as the main menu if we were in the application submenu.
Games. Menu 46 items.
Okay, so I'm going to up arrow back to accessories and go to calculator.
Accessories. Menu 8 items.
So we're at accessories, I'll push right arrow.
Calculator. Menu item available.
And now I'll push enter on calculator.
Switch the window. Bottom panel calculator perform simple calculations push button.
Okay, now we have a button on our panel that will launch the calculator. So we'll tab through the items on the panel again.
Unknown. Monday, May 12, 4, C-O-L-O-N, 37 p.m. Toggle button unpressed.
Don't know why it's spelling colon, but it has something to do with our punctuation settings, I think.
Calculator perform simple calculations. Push button.
Okay, so there's the button for the calculator. If I push enter here, it should launch the calculator.
Create window. Calculator text space.
Okay, and there's the calculator. So I will close the calculator with Alt-F4.
Switch the window. Copernicus.
And we're back to Copernicus. So that's how you add things to your panel. How do you remove things from your panel? Well, let's go back to the panel. We'll push Control-Alt-Tab.
Switch the window. Copernicus 3 configure push button shortcut Alt-3.
I'll push it again.
Calculator perform simple calculations. Push button.
Okay, now we're back to the panel. Let's say I want to remove that inaccessible weather applet. Let me tab to it.
Unknown.
And there it is. And now I'm going to do the equivalent of right-clicking on this inaccessible weather applet. And the way that I do that in GNOME is the same as I would in Windows. It's with Shift F10. So I'll push that now.
Menu. 9 items.
And we'll arrow through here.
Forecast. Menu item available.
This is actually also includes the properties and controls for the weather applet, so you'll hear some of those here, as you just did. Forecast.
Update. Menu item available. Preferences. Menu item available. Help. Menu item available. About. Menu item available. Remove from panel. Menu item available. Move. Menu item available. Forecast. Menu item available.
So now we're back to the top, which is forecast. It would have been quicker to press the up arrow twice, so that's what I'll do to get back to it.
Remove from panel. Menu item available.
Remove from panel, and we'll push enter here, and the forecast applet should disappear from our panel.
Menu.
Okay, it looks like removing that from the panel made Copernicus crash for some reason, because I heard a little beep from my PC speaker, and then I didn't have any speech. So I've paused the recording and restarted Copernicus, and let's see what now is on our panel. The focus is now in the Copernicus window.
Two inputs, list output settings. Push button shortcut Alt-2.
So I will Control-Alt-Tab to get back to the panel.
Two inputs, list output settings. Push button shortcut Alt-2.
I'll push it again.
Monday, May 12, 4, C-O-L-O-N, 40 p.m. Toggle button unpressed.
There is the clock. So let's push Tab.
Calculator perform simple calculations. Push button.
There's the launcher for the calculator we just added.
Monday, May 12, 4, C-O-L-O-N, 40 p.m. Toggle button unpressed.
So something about removing the weather applet didn't get along with Copernicus, but we now have the weather applet gone from our panel. So that's basically a description of the panel and a little bit about how to add and remove things from it and how to navigate it. Now I'd like to switch gears and take a quick look at the GNOME Control Center. The GNOME Control Center is equivalent to the Windows Control Panel. It lets you control all sorts of aspects of your GNOME desktop. And there is so much in the GNOME Control Center that I would have no way to cover it all, but I'll give you an idea of what's in the GNOME Control Center. So in order to run this, I'm going to press Alt-F2, which will bring up a dialog box that lets me run an application.
Create window. Run application combo box.
And I will type GNOME-Control-Center.
GNOME-C-O-N-T-R-O-L-C-E-N-T-E-R.
And I'll push enter.
Two inputs list out. Create window. Desktop preferences information toggle button unpressed.
This is laid out much like the Windows Control Panel in that there are multiple columns of icons that I can use the left and right arrow as well as the up and down arrow to move through. In order to get to the list, I have to push the tab key, which I'll do.
Push button. Layered pane.
Okay, I had to push it twice. Took us to the layered pane, and I'll push the down arrow key.
Accessibility. Unknown.
It said accessibility unknown. These are icons that are being read by Copernicus as unknown type items. So I will traverse through this by using the right arrow to move across this row of items.
Advanced. Unknown. Background. Unknown. File management. Unknown.
Okay, I push the right arrow, nothing happens, so that means I'm at the end of this row, so I'll push left arrow to get back to the left, and we'll go down one row.
Advanced. Accessibility. Unknown. Font. Unknown. Keyboard. Unknown. Keyboard shortcuts. Unknown. Menus and toolbars. Unknown.
And I'll go down one row again.
Font. Unknown. Mouse. Unknown. Network proxy. Unknown. Sound. Unknown. Theme. Unknown. Sound. Mouse. Unknown. Windows. Unknown.
So those are the options. One thing of interest to note is that when I push the first letter of one of these items, like S for sound,
sound. Unknown.
I go to that item. If I push A,
accessibility. Unknown.
It takes me to accessibility. If I type AD,
advanced. Unknown.
It takes me to advanced. So it's relatively accessible via the keyboard. I'll take you into a few of the sample dialogues. We won't spend a lot of time, but this will just give you an idea of what's in here. I'll push S to get back to sound.
Sound. Unknown.
This is like Windows Sound Schemes. You'll see that you can assign sounds to various events. As I'll push Enter on this, and we'll go into the dialogue.
Create window. Sound preferences general page tab.
This is a multiple page tab dialogue. I'll push the right arrow to see what other tabs are in here.
Sound events. Page tab.
And there's only two tabs because it beeped when I pushed right arrow again. So there's general and sound events. I'll push left arrow to get back to general, and we'll see what's here.
General. Page tab. Enable sound server startup. Checkbox shortcut alt and checked. Sounds for events. Checkbox shortcut alt s checked. Help. Push button shortcut alt h. Close. Push button shortcut alt c. General. Page tab.
Okay, so there's only two items in the dialog. I can also switch tabs within a multi-tab dialog by pressing Control Page Up and Control Page Down from within the dialog. In other words, when the focus is not necessarily on the page tab control itself. So I'll tab off the control.
Enable sound server startup. Checkbox shortcut alt and checked.
And I'll push Control Page Down.
Table line. One item user interface events collapsed.
Okay, this is a tree view, a table of all of the existing sound events and their corresponding wave files. It's a tree view, and it says it's collapsed, so if we want to open this up, we use the plus key to expand an item that has some sub-items in it.
Expanded.
And we use dash to collapse it.
Collapsed.
So we'll expand it again with plus.
Expanded.
And push down arrow.
Table line. Two items action button click. Mini7/click editor.
Okay, so this is an assignment for the button click sound event, and if we tab, there are a few more options.
Play. Push button shortcut alt P.
We can play the sound.
Path. Combo box. Mini7/click editor.
Okay, this is the path where we can type a new path.
Browse it. Push button shortcut alt P.
Or we can browse for another file.
Help. Push button shortcut alt H. Close. Push button shortcut alt C.
So that's an idea of the sound events configuration. We'll close this. It'll take us back to the GNOME Control Center.
Switch to window. Desktop preferences layered pane.
And I'm going to push K to go to the keyboard settings. I'll show you that dialog, and then we'll wrap it up.
Keyboard. Unknown.
Okay, this is the keyboard settings, but we want to look at the keyboard shortcut settings, so I'll push right arrow.
Keyboard shortcuts. Unknown.
And then I'll push enter to open this up, and we'll see what I mentioned earlier, that the various keyboard commands are reconfigurable.
Create window. Keyboard shortcuts. GNOME default combo box. GNOME default.
Okay, this is a GNOME default, so we'll tab.
Table columns header. Table line. One item desktop expanded.
Okay, this is desktop, so we'll push down arrow.
Table line. Two items display double quote and double quote dialog LESSALTGRANTF2.
This is the various commands for displaying dialogues. This is where you can arrow through all of these and reset up your keyboard commands to your liking. I'll tab through.
Help. Push button shortcut alt H. Close. Push button shortcut alt C. Layered pane.
So that is the GNOME Control Center. And that's going to do it for this segment of the GNOME Review here on Main Menu. Next week, we'll take a look at Nautilus, which is the GNOME File Manager. It's analogous to the Windows Explorer application, as well as some miscellaneous GNOME utilities. For more information about GNOME in general, point your web browser to www.gnome.org. For more information about becoming a GNOME developer, point your web browser to developer.gnome.org. You can subscribe to the general GNOME accessibility mailing list by pointing your web browser to mail.gnome.org/mailman/listinfo/gnome-accessibility-list. You can subscribe to the mailing list pertaining to GNOME accessibility development by pointing your web browser to mail.gnome.org/mailman/listinfo/gnome-accessibility-devel. And if you have any feedback for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is mark@acbradio.org. Thanks for listening, and keep those emails coming.